On Thursday last week, the National Water and Sanitation Minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, made public the master plan to guide investment in the water sector and facilitate development planning for water resources and the delivery of water and sanitation services to 2030 and beyond. 900 billion rand is what it needs to be made real. Dr. Kevin Winter is with UCT's Future Water Institute. Kevin, good afternoon. Let's start with the good bits, if there are any.
Yes, there are, John, indeed. And I think that, first of all, one of the good bits is actually the frank way in which these reports begin by recognizing the honesty of the, and honestly, the way they've portrayed the difficulties that we're in. And that might be a bad way to talk about good news, but it helps to be able to see this honesty coming out in a Department of Water and Sanitation report.
So, I mean, you've got to acknowledge, honestly, the scale of the problems as a first step to trying to fix them.
Agreed, and you seldom see that level of honesty. So that is, for me, good news, that the navel-gazing has now reached a point that it's recognized, that we've recognized the problem that we're sitting with. But the other good news is...
Just before you go on, let me just give people a flavor of the kind of admissions that the it was presented by Lindiwe Sisulu and Patricia de Lille. 3 million South Africans still without basic drinking water. 14 million still don't have decent sanitation. Half of our sewage plants are in a poor or critical condition. Half of our wetlands have been destroyed. Local government is failing in water management. The Department of Water and Sanitation is essentially bankrupt. That's the level of honesty. The next good thing?
Well, I'm glad you took the listeners through that, because it does show the seriousness of where we stand right now. There are three things that are the three I's in this program, and they all are interrelated. And the first one is really an investment in infrastructure, and we all know that we're not going anywhere until there is investment in the infrastructure that helps to maintain a system that for the last 20 years, to a large extent across the country, has received very little infrastructural input. So investment in that is crucial. The other one is around institutional reform, and while we all know this again, you have to have institutional reform in our catchment management agencies, in our water boards, and in the institution of the Department of Water and Sanitation itself. So lots of navel-gazing once again as to what needs to be done. And then the last one is to try and create this investment structure, which is also another massively difficult exercise, as to how do you create vehicles which enable public and private sector to be able to work together to be able to increase the speed with which we have to invest in this crisis that looms.
I'm a little concerned by the intention to establish another SOE. We don't have any that function even halfway decently. But the minister talked about establishing a national water resources and services authority that would finance, develop, manage, and operate the national water resource infrastructure. And given the appalling history of SOEs over the last 10 years or so, I wondered how sensible that was.
Well, it is certainly a reality, and you know, we can't escape it. How do we create investments and projects that will be invested from all over, including, you know, even dare I say it, that pension funds might become the most stable investment in our future projects should be in water, for instance. And I'm just using the analogy to show the opposites here. In the Netherlands, they have what's called a waterschapsbank. It's a community bank, which is, by the way, rated by Moody's as AAA, and it is a system in which a lot of the pension funds are finding the most stable investments and returns on the work that's done in water. Now, we're not the Netherlands by a long way, and we have to now think about how are we going to find 900 billion, and already there's a shortfall of at least a third of that in terms of what falls outside of the Department and Water and Sanitation's budget. So I don't don't have an answer for you, John, but, you know, it's a concern, obviously, that is not going to go away, and we can't speak about these three I's of infrastructure improvements, of investments, or in finding a vehicle that will enable us to build the investments that are required to deal with the shortfall. And the shortfall by 2030 is that we will be 17% roughly undersupplied of water across the country.
Yeah, I've been trying to read as much as I can, people within the industry, people whose profession is thinking about water, and generally they think the plans are quite good, but there is an understandable skepticism about South Africa's ability to put plans into action.
Sure, John, and I think at least one thing that we can see from this is that it's an improvement on the National Water Strategy, which did not have time frames and actionable items attached to a particular schedule. So at least we're going in the right direction, and I'm hoping that those will become public, that will become a dashboard that we can actually see. I certainly would like now, more than anything else, independent regulators or watchdogs on that to try to hold the department and plenty of other players in the institutional circle of water management to be held accountable. So at least we're moving in the right direction with very clear actionable statements and very clear schedules attached to that. That at least should be something that gives us hope. And I think, as you quite rightly say, as you've spoken to others, that's the one area that looks like to me to be a hopeful, a glimmer of hope at least, and hopefully we can get some of this wish list on these actionable items implemented.
I mean, some of them are not, it's not rocket science to enhance water security by clearing alien invasive plants. You improve water flow dramatically and you give people jobs, not great jobs, not well-paid jobs, but you employ people. And so I don't like to use the word kill when we're talking about the environment, but you bring down two birds with one stone. And the recognition of how important it is to preserve the catchment areas, sure. that again, if they can do just that properly, then that's a big win.
Yes. And, of course, that's got a place in the sun where I guess, you know, if we go a little further back, and, of course, working for water and others would argue differently, working for wetlands, we've been doing it all along. But we now have no authorities other than two catchment management agencies who are responsible for alien clearing and so on in that particular catchment and also more localized areas. So we do need to get a move on. So I think that's the message, and this hurry-up idea in Pakisa is a useful and a mantra to use in going forward. So I think there's an action, there's schedules, there's a hurry-up, and let's hope that hurrying up doesn't mean that there are inconvenient or other consequences because we've been too much in a hurry, have been unwise in some of the investments or actions that are being taken.
Kevin, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. Dr. Kevin Winter is with UCT's Future Water Institute.